What's going on, everybody? I am Corey Jackson, founder and CEO of Quirks Inc., where we connect companies and athletes. We are the number one recruitment firm for professional athletes in the whole wide world. We connect athletes to dozens and dozens and dozens of opportunities all around the globe. If this is your first time with us, we're all about billion-dollar mindset, all about world-class athletic mindset. We're about winning, winning, winning. And I just want to welcome you to another episode of the Billion Dollar Athletes. Today's another good day. We're going to get right to it as usual. You know, there's a lot to be said for negativity, right? A lot of people talk about negativity, ironically, in a negative manner, right? A lot of people don't want any negativity in their life. They don't want any negativity around them. They don't want to experience any negativity. That's their mindset. And here's the interesting thing. If that's your mindset, if you don't want to experience any negativity, you don't want any negativity around you, you want to be void of all negativity, you are a loser. Hear me again. You are a loser. You're not winning and you're not going to win. Period. Here's why, right? What we have to understand and what we have to know is that we need negativity, right? Negativity is the catalyst to everything, right? It's the catalyst to everything. It's the catalyst to achievement and success and wealth and health and physical conditioning and so on and so on, right? Like, there's, without negativity, you can't have all those things, right? If I wanted to become physically fit, right? And I want to have 8% body fat, right? In order for that to happen, I have to have negativity. My body has to experience negative stress, right? The stress on my body is what changes my body into the thing that I want. It forms me into the thing I want. I hope you're following with this, right? Like, so it doesn't matter if it's in your relationship. It doesn't matter if it's in your career. It doesn't matter where it is, right? When you have negative experiences, that is the opportunity. That is the opportunity. You lose your job, that is the opportunity. You get out of a relationship, that is the opportunity. You get into a bad deal, lose your money, that is the opportunity, right? Those things open up a world of good. Let me be clear. Those events open up a world of good. However, if you're not equipped to deal with the negativity, you're going to miss the good. You're going to miss the answer. You're going to miss the solution. You're going to miss it because it exists for you to take advantage of it. When these events happen, you know, when I was playing in the NFL, when I got cut from the team, when that event happened, my ability to see the good. Oh, here's what just happened to me. I just got released from this team. I'm removed from this very, very small space, right? And now I have been placed in a big, humongous space where I can do and achieve and accomplish anything I want to do and achieve and accomplish. I can do that. That's what just happened to me. I can point my focus in any direction, right? I can have more than I had before. I can do more than I've done before. That is the opportunity. See, negativity gives you an opportunity to find a bigger solution, a bigger answer, a bigger success, a bigger accomplishment, a bigger achievement, a better life. That's what happens. That's what happens. And so your ability to find the good in the negative situations is the gift. That's the gift. That's how people can go from nothing to something. That's how people can lose it all and get it all back 100-fold. They can see. And without vision, you can't have it. And so when these things happen, these events happen, you have to be able to see. Where is the answers? Where are the solutions? Oh, my spouse is leaving me. Where's the good in that? Where's the answer? What is it for me? Right? What am I getting from this? It's something there that I'm supposed to have that's more valuable than this situation that I'm in right now. What is it? And then you search for it. You look for it. You focus on it. Because a lot of times when these negative events happen, it's really more about you. It's saying, oh, I need to focus more on me. Every time somebody gets out of a relationship, think about this. Somebody can break up with you, right? You get out of that relationship and you're feeling horrible. What are some of the first things you do? You find a way to go get dressed up, get your hair done, haircut, get some nice clothes on. You try to figure out how to improve yourself. You start working out, you go to the gym, start eating better. You start spending more time on reading things that are going to enhance your intellect. You start doing these positive things for yourself out of this negative situation, right? And so this lets us know, right, when these events happen, there's so much good, right? The good is so much bigger than that negative event. But that negative event is the catalyst to the good. It gets you back in focus. That's why people say, oh, you lose this job, and it's like, oh, I need to focus back on me. You lose that relationship, you're like, oh, I need to focus back on me, right? You lose a bunch of money, you're like, oh, I need to focus back on me, right? It all centers back to you. And so you can't be afraid of these negative situations. You have to look for the good in them. You have to find it. You have to say, this is what I'm supposed to get from this. And then you go be 10 times better than what you were before. That's what winners do. That's the game. So don't be around talking about, I don't want any negativity. I want to stay away from negativity. I want to stay clear of negativity. No. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Just know that negativity is going to come at some point. Some type of negative event is going to happen. Cool. I'm cool with it. All right, I know it's going to happen. When it happens, I have to be in the mind frame to say what I'm supposed to get from this and how I'm supposed to deploy that back onto the universe so that I can win. That's all I want to know. Anything else don't matter. How am I going to win with this? How am I going to win with this event? What is it going to do? How is it going to make me better? How is it going to make me stronger? How is it going to make me wealthier? That's what you do. That's what winners do. Gotta love negativity. Gotta learn to love it. Because it gives you something. It gives you a gift. It gives you something that you most of the time don't know you had. It gives you the ability to go higher, to go deeper, to go further. And that's what it's about. I am Corey Jackson, founder and CEO of Quirks, Inc. I appreciate you guys listening to another episode of Billion Dollar Athletes Podcast. I tell you guys this all the time because it's the realest thing to me. Losing is a choice, but winning is a lifestyle. Until next time, let's keep working.